So I was a boy chorister in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, which means that I was singing services in the cathedral 6 mornings a week and several evenings a week as well, and also receiving musical training, music theory and piano and so forth, and in singing, which was an incredibly intense musical training. And it had this really profound effect on me. I think the music just kind of got in my blood at that point. And I was surrounded by music constantly. And then I would go home and I would improvise at the piano for hours, thumping this old piano that my parents got me. I just remember thinking at a certain point, maybe around the age of 10, I have to be a composer, because if I'm a composer, I'll never run out of ideas. Music is just so endless. And it kind of took hold. At that point, I knew I wanted to study. I ended up continuing to play music through secondary school, playing in bands, singing in choirs and stuff. And then I knew that I wanted to study composition, definitely. I went to Trinity to study with Donnacha Dennehy. There was a feeling that anything was possible, and at that point in my undergraduate degree, I started organising concerts with Benedict Schlepper Connolly. We were both involved in the Young Composers Collective at the time, and from there we started to grow Ergodos. Initially, there was this feeling of wanting to provide a platform for our work, literally a way of just getting our music out there. And there was a huge amount of encouragement coming from Donnacha. James Tenney came, and I remember after one of the concerts, he said, "Do what you have to do and do it soon." And that really felt like serious advice. And so we thought, well, we have to write our music, we have to put it out there, so let's do it. I must say that I never really thought about being Irish until I moved to England. And when I reflect back, there was a certain British trend in my musical education up to the point at which I moved to England, being part of St. Patrick's Cathedral as a boy chorister. And it's an Anglican tradition. Lots of my teachers British, right up to when I was studying in Trinity. And then I moved to England for more study, so I had British teachers there. And then when I moved to England, I wanted everybody to know that I was Irish, and I couldn't emphasise my accent enough. I remember bringing Donnacha Dennehy over to England, and I was so proud to say that Donnacha was my teacher, and I was so proud to say, this is like Irish contemporary music. I was really proud of that, and for the first time, kind of Irishness became important. From the point of view of an interesting community with lots of people doing interesting things, I think it's fabulous. The scene seems to be quite rich, and in terms of Ergodos, in terms of what we're doing, we certainly feel like we're plugging into something. I mean, I think it's always economically hard to be an artist or to be a composer, no matter where you are. Relatively speaking, like, that's a constant, you know. It's always difficult to make ends meet. I would have always said that I place the audience at the very centre of the practice. I would have always said that I make music to move people. Music is primarily an emotional rather than a cerebral experience. And I've come to realise that if you are actually going to move somebody, you probably won't know how you did it or why it happened.